We begin today with basketball, and the Czech women's team have reached the qualification for quarter-final stage of their sports world championship in the Turkish capital, Ankara. The Czechs overcame Brazil 68-55 in their opening game on Saturday, before defeating the Japanese 71-57 on Sunday. As well as securing progress, the second of those two matches was notable for the return from an ankle injury of pivot Petra Kulichova, who notched up 19 points and 9 rebounds. Kulichova is confident her ankle will hold up in the Czechs' next match on Tuesday, a clash with the mighty Spain to decide top spot in Group A and a more favourable draw in the next round.
It will be a completely different game again. They've got players like Sancho Little. In every position they have players that we'll have to prepare for. We'll really have to show everything against them and prepare our tactics, but I believe we'll give them a fight for first place.
Football, and Sparta Prague won their fourth derby in a row over city rival Slavia at the weekend. David Lafata bagged both goals at the latter's Eden Stadium to give the visitors a 2-0 victory, though the Sparta captain also failed to convert a penalty. Lafata's teammate David Bicic played a blinder in goal for the title holders. Curiously, it was his second time in goal for Sparta in an S derby, with the first taking place a decade ago and ending with the same scoreline. Saturday's result leaves Sparta just 1 point behind leaders Viktoria Plzeň, who overcame Česká Budějovice 3-0. In Czech ice hockey's Extraliga, Litvinov topped the table, having won all 7 matches they've played this season. Their latest victory was a 5-1 win on Sunday over reigning champions Lien, who've been in miserable form and have yet to pick up a single point this term. Litvinov may be 3 points ahead of the pack, but the 3 clubs behind them, Třinec, Pardubice and Sparta, are keeping the pressure up, with each winning their last 3 games in a row. Finally, tennis, and the leading Czech women's player, Petra Kvitová, remains third in the world rankings after winning the inaugural Wuhan Open in China. In Saturday's final, Kvitová scored a 6-3, 6-4 win over Canada's Eugenie Bouchard, who she also beat in the Wimbledon final back in July. It was the Czech's 3rd title of the season and the 14th of her career, and also secured her qualification for the season-ending WTA finals. They take place in Singapore in the middle of October. That's all the sport for today.